This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
And the Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is right to praise you, Almighty God, for the acts of love by which you have redeemed us through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. On this day, he entered the holy city of Jerusalem in triumph and was proclaimed as King of Kings by those who spread their garments and branches of palm along his way. Let these branches be for us signs of his victory, and grant that we who bear them in his name may ever hail him as our King and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life. Who lives and reigns in glory with you and the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You may be seated. God, we pray that just as Jesus did, we too might see through the palms to the passion, to resurrected life. Amen. The blessed palms will be available for you to take home with you from the table. Perhaps when you come up to communion, you can grab one if you would like. So, 9:30 today. After a 2-year hiatus, we were able to resume what we usually do at that service. And so we gathered outside in front of the statue. The colt was there. The donkeys were there. The little sheep were there. And they were braying so loudly, I was wondering if when Rev. Mary proclaimed the gospel, people were going to be able to hear her. Because we had not done this in a while, 2 years, it was a little chaotic in terms of who was supposed to come in first into the church in procession. But we figured it out. We all got in. And then it was time for the children to process down with the donkey and with the animals. And let's just say that the little animals decided to leave some little souvenirs all over the floor. The donkey, the colt, the little horse, when those animals look at that tile floor in the narthex, that blue, they think it's water. And so they don't want to walk on it. So Dee had to grab those big carpets we have back there and sort of make a path for the donkey. That's not in the scriptures, but now they threw their cloaks and their carpets down for Jesus to walk on. But we had a little delay, but the donkey came through, the colt came through, and we went on with the service. I thought that after all of that, the 11:45 service was going to be anticlimactic. But I got to tell you, Elaine, you changed all of that. Right on, King Jesus. There are times in our lives when things end up not going the way we thought they were going to go. And it can be very disconcerting. I told Elaine the story when she ended up choosing that Right on, King Jesus song. Back in my early days of the priesthood, and coming out of training in Rome, you did everything according to Hoyle, so to speak. And I was asked to celebrate a Eucharist for one of the African American communities, which I did, and everything was going as I thought it should go. And it came time for that memorial acclamation after we blessed the bread and the wine. Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. And I thought they would do the normal thing. Well, out of that black choir, the soprano stepped forward, and without any musical accompaniment, she started, Ride on, King Jesus. No man can hinder thee. And then the entire choir, as we just did, starts stomping. And the whole church is bouncing up and down, singing that song, dancing through the aisles. And I am just aghast. 5 minutes later, when it ended, I couldn't even remember my place. Things happen that we don't expect. Today, this parade was not what they expected. And when you think about it, it's not what we expect either. I mean, after all, it was just a few 5.5 weeks ago when we burned these palms and we made ashes that we put upon our foreheads because our allegiance to Jesus had grown and hailing Jesus as our King again. Well, now we all know what's going to happen this week, don't we? That same crowd that is shouting Hosanna are going to be the same ones on Friday who are shouting, crucify him. The same one you were proclaiming as king? There is such a mixture of things that are going on, but there is one constant. It is Jesus. It is Jesus who is in control. It is Jesus who keeps it together. It is Jesus who keeps focused. It is Jesus who has the plan and executes that plan. You're going to go to this guy, there's a colt that has never been ridden, tell him that you need it and he'll give it to you. He's going to go and tell some others, you go to this upper room and prepare the Passover supper. The guy knows we're doing this. Just go do it, and they do it. There is so much that is going to happen throughout this Passion story that shows that Jesus is the one who is in control, full well knowing where the story is going to end on Friday. Jesus has that peace. In our small groups this last week, we were looking at that beatitude, blessed are the peacemakers. Do you know how you become a peacemaker? When you already have it in your heart. And so Jesus, this week, becomes a peacemaker. When they start slapping him and telling him falsehoods, he simply speaks the truth in love. If I spoke the truth, why hit me? When Peter slices off the ear of the high priest's slave, Jesus puts it back on. He who lives by the sword dies by the sword. How can he possibly be so at peace? It is because he knows how much he is loved by his Father. For us, if we want to be those blessed peacemakers, it becomes incumbent upon us to have that greatest realization of how much we are loved. Because it is only by doing so that we are going to be able to act and live that way. When you think upon our experiences in our lives, when somebody is mean to us, when somebody is just rude, what do we always say? Well, that's more about what's going on in that person's life than it is with you. And how true that often is, that when someone does not have that internal peace within them, there is no way they're going to be a peacemaker. So if we are going to look at this week and we look to the one who is the biggest peacemaker this world has ever known and will ever know, perhaps it begins with our own awareness of where God has poured that peace into our hearts, the peace that passes all understanding, that unbounded love, and then to come to a greater realization of that as we go through this story this week. I always tell our folks, this is the week where we hear the greatest love story in the history of the world. Don't miss it. And so each of these events that we commemorate this week, we need to say to ourselves when we hear each one of them, thank you, Jesus. You did that out of love because you love me that much. So when Tuesday, when we have the service of foot washing and we remember Jesus washing the disciples' feet, remember that he washes our feet too. And we say, thank you, Jesus. You did that out of love for me. Wednesday, when we commemorate these 12 disciples, his closest friends, deserting him and leaving, and he remains faithful. Thank you, Jesus. You did that out of love for me. And Thursday, when we celebrate him giving the Eucharist and celebrating the Passover, knowing that it's on the eve of his death, and yet he's still in the mode of giving to others. Thank you, Jesus. You did that because you love me. And then Friday, when we commemorate unjustly arrested, tortured, tried, killed, and still on the cross, he's praying for forgiveness. Thank you, Jesus. You did that for me. That's what this week is about. If we are ever going to grow into the gift of the blessedness of peacemaking and peacemakers, it starts with having it inside of us more. So may this week be that opportunity for us once again to come to that greater realization of how much we are loved, so that we might be the peacemakers Jesus calls us and enables us to be. Amen.